personal development is about growing in self-awareness and self-acceptance. And it's those two things going together. See, if I become self-aware, that doesn't necessarily change a lot in my life. But if I can become self-accepting, and that doesn't mean that I can just decide, I am as I am, and I ain't going to do anything about it. That's not what it's about. But neither is it about having this great plan that you're going to turn yourself into somebody else or something else. It's really about growing in acceptance of all of the parts that are me. We all like to appear as kind and caring and highly intelligent and very incisive. And we've all these sorts of qualities that we see as good and desirable. But most of us aren't that hot about saying, oh yeah, I can be mean sometimes, and I can be vindictive, and I can be vicious, and I can be all these other things as well. And I suppose, as I see it, they're all parts of us. And they actually serve us in ways. And I think sometimes we kind of think that the ones that we don't like to boast about or to show off, we do them a huge disservice, because it's like we cut off half of our own energy.
There's talk, I mean, in Jungian psychology of the shadow side. Is that what you're looking at, that idea of accepting your shadow side?
Yeah, that's right. That's a part of it. The shadow, in that sense, would be probably the parts of ourselves that we don't like too much, or that we find difficult to deal with, or we find awkward to deal with. Do you know the way if you feel jealous of somebody? That's kind of very awkward, because you find yourself doing kind of stupid things, and one part you kind of knows they're stupid, and yet there's something inside you that's kind of urging you on, you know? So that those parts of it, like, that are awkward, that's part of our shadow. But actually, the interesting thing is that in our shadow, we can also have our positive qualities. Do you know the way you say to somebody, God, you did a really good job in that? And they say, ah, no, sure, you know, I got a lot of help. Or you say to somebody, that's a lovely rig out, and say, oh, got it in Dunn's, or got it in second-hand store, you know. So it's kind of like people not being able to accept the part of themselves that's really positive and energetic and alive. And I suppose we learn these things as children. Our childhood experiences shape us into thinking this is valuable and that's not acceptable. And that has to be part of child rearing, but you know, sometimes we're adults acting like we were 8-year-old children.
But what value, what purpose does something like jealousy serve, as you mentioned? Because obviously people experience it, but what purpose does it serve in somebody's life?
That's not an easy question. And I suppose what I'd be thinking about that is this, that if jealousy would be usually to do with relationships, right? So maybe it can alert me to my need for relationship or my need for connection. And maybe that can send me on a road of wondering, what am I doing or not doing in the world that I'm not having satisfying relationships? Is there something that I'm doing? I'm not saying that there is something I'm doing, but just that I'm wondering, like, is there something I'm doing here? I have my ideal about where I'm going to meet a satisfactory relationship, and I'm demanding it from there, where there might be loads of other people around that I could have very successful and happy relationships with. But because I'm totally focused in one place, I miss out on what else is available to me.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like it's like a trigger. It's like the light that comes on in your car when you're low on petrol or something. It's a little bit of an alarm bell.
It is. That's probably a good way to describe it. And I suppose the thing is that if we can then attend to the alarm bell rather than get alarmed by it. You know, the child like who says, I didn't do it, even though they're chewing the sweet as they're looking at you, you know. That sort of instinct in us not to be wrong, not to be found to be wrong, or not to be have done something wrong or whatever, you know. And I think when the alarm bell goes off, we have two options, really. We can either decide, oh, this is something interesting now that would be good for me to look at and find out, maybe understand a bit more about it. Or we can sort of say, not me, oh, I wouldn't be jealous. And of course, the thing about all of these things is that while we might think we're doing a great job in hiding them, what's actually happening is they're creeping out behind us one way and another. You know, have you ever, you know, said something and then you really want to rewind, you know, or you just wish you hadn't said that, or you wish the ground would swallow you because you did or whatever, you know? And that's these parts of us that we're not attending to and taking care of, sneaking out and sabotaging us one way and another.
Mm. So you're better, even if it's something negative, to face it up head first, I suppose, or face it up front on.
That's right. David White, the poet, has a wonderful image of the moon. And, you know, when the waning moon, and then you have three kind of dark days before the moon starts waxing again. And David White says the way we go on, like, it's a bit like we're saying, oh, I'm not coming out for those 3 days, like those 3 dark days. So we kind of say we don't have that sort of darkness in us. But of course, there's no light without darkness.
So unless we accept the darkness, we'll not see the light.
Yeah.
And in terms of, I mean, do people come to you for specific issues that they're focusing on, or is it more general like that, that they want to be more self-aware and more self-accepting?
I suppose there'd be two different things that spark people to come, say, to a personal development group. One would be that there's some particular issue in their lives that they're finding difficult. It might be that they're finding it difficult to make relationships and keep them. It might be that they're finding themselves under a lot of pressure at work, that they find it hard to feel that they're good in themselves at work and that they're satisfied with their work. Or on the other hand, like, it just might be somebody, like, people, you know, the way people have an internal yen to blossom and to grow. We all have it, like, to live full lives, really, that's what it is. And people who have that kind of desire will be aware of the ways that they themselves could be blocking themselves. Did you ever find yourself having a conversation in your head? And you can end up saying, and I said to him, and he said, you know? And, like, it's that kind of way that we torment ourselves. And I suppose personal development is about getting to the place where we find that it's okay to actually, we don't have to blame the other person, but we do have to say that, you know, when that happens, I don't feel good about it, or I feel upset or whatever. I'm not saying that you have to do something different. I'm just registering what our relationship is getting a bit fraught here, because when that happens, I get upset about it. Mm. It inconveniences me, or it, whatever it is that it does, you know.
Mm. Well, because there is a tendency when somebody comes late, or if somebody doesn't do something that we asked, we tend to straight away jump to the idea that they did it to spite me, or they did it to annoy me. Whereas, you know, in fact, they probably did it because they forgot, or there was something else on, or something else came up. But we do have that sort of paranoia almost.
And the difficulty with that is that it can keep building and building for us. And the next thing is we're carrying around a whole load of bad feeling that might have no basis in reality. See, I suppose that's, you know, when I talk about self-awareness and self-acceptance. See, if I can accept myself that, you know, I make mistakes, I get things wrong, I'm wonderful sometimes, I'm amazing sometimes, I'm a disaster sometimes. But there, like, no one of these events is all of me. And if I can accept that myself and be compassionate towards myself, that I'm not fighting with myself all the time, if I can do that with myself, then it's much more likely that I'll be able to do that with others also. And that just makes life a lot easier to live. Do you know, I'm living in my skin, like, with much more ease and much more enjoyment of life too, and much more connection with other people. And you see, I think that that's the other key bit, is that as human beings we need relationship, we need connection with other people. And, like, we build all sorts of barriers because we don't feel good enough, maybe, or because we feel superior, or because that person said something last month that I didn't like, or they come from the other side of the track, or whatever it is, you know. So it's like, if we can grow in awareness of all those perceptions and assumptions and prejudices and all of that, and we can allow them to sort of fall away from us, so that we can just be ourselves. Capable sometimes, a disaster more times. But on the whole, doing the very best we can.